on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police investigations into a cash in transit heist near Newcastle have led to the arrest of four suspects. Firearms were recovered during an operation in Umzinyathi district yesterday. The police's Siyabonga Nkwanyana says they were following up on information about unlicensed guns suspected to be linked to a recent CIT hit in Ekurhuleni.
It's the first identified location within the Washburn policing location. Police arrested a suspect found in possession of unlicensed firearms, a pistol and a M4 rifle, along with motor vehicle reported stolen in Hebron.
Kwanyana says law enforcement teams moved to various other locations where they detained three other suspects and seized rifles, mine explosives and ammunition. An education finance group says it's come up with a plan to address the country's student accommodation crisis. The issue's been in the spotlight as tertiary studies kick off for the new academic year. Fundis Ayanda Ngobo says they're concerned about reports that provinces including KZN are facing a shortfall of about 500,000 beds. She says they're aware that some students who are struggling to secure accommodation have been bunking at the offices of the SRC.
So the allocation versus the intake, that's where the issue has been, meaning that there are first years or even second years that have not been allocated on-campus accommodation, never mind the off-campus accommodation. But also the universities have faced a delay in accreditation, so they could not accredit on time the various accommodations as well.
She says they've launched a platform to assist.
It streamlines the allocation process for the university. It is a seamless process that migrates the university, the landlord and the student, allowing students to go on the platform even before they actually leave their home, search for accommodation, find the right accommodation, and all the accommodations that we work with are accredited accommodations.
And three men have been found guilty of trying to blackmail the family of Michael Schumacher. German prosecutors say they threatened to release around 1,500 private photos and videos on the dark web, demanding a payment of £12.5 million. They also warned they'd publish digitized copies of Schumacher's medical records. The ringleaders have been handed a 3-year prison sentence. One was given a suspended sentence and the third man slapped with a fine. The Formula One legend hasn't been seen in public since 2014 when he suffered severe head injuries in a skiing accident. A recap of our lead story, police investigations into a cash in transit heist near Newcastle have led to the arrest of four suspects. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.